chesam adays my Chananya my Rabban. What is the machlis of Chananya Rabban? He says the halacha is oisav yesmenoy b'nikevus shenoy b'tzchem. The halacha of oisav yesmenoy applies only to nails in the kevus. The einoy noig b'zuchonim does not apply to female. Does not apply to males. In other words, the father and the child. There is no prohibition to slaughter the father and the child on the very same day, assuming that you know who the father is, right?
Yeah.
Usually, you do not. Usually, there's no way to determine who the father is.
And how does the word know who the mother is?
You see it. You see the baby come out of the mother.
Okay, the mother could be gone. I mean, you check. We're talking about something years.
No,
later.
We're talking. No, so in a chalam, it doesn't matter. Let's discuss where the mother is in front of us. Here is the mother, and here is the child, right in front of us. And you shech them both. There's a lois say. Let's say you knew for a fact who the father is, and you shech the father and the child. Does you open a lois say? No. There is no lois say for shechting the father and the child. Okay? Nothing. Garnished. Mutter. Only applies to the mother and the child, not the father and the child. Even in the case where you know exactly who the father is. Chananya Oymar disagrees. The cave applies even to the father and the child. Now, what's the machlek? It's like my time to Rabban. Why do I say only the males, not the females? The females, not the males. The Tanya, Yachla, the Yehoi, so this one, the Bain, the Summer, and the cave, is the Dinu, and it's last in Kalvachaymer. The reason why our thing is Shibsu, because Kalvachaymer, Chiv, Chan, Chiv, Eim, Alabon. We're comparing it to
the Summer. You mean my time to Rabban? You mean the time of
Kamar? No, my time to Rabban, I'd say not. The Rabbanan say it applies.
Well, in the
Kavas. The Rabbanan the Tanakamba, the Nikavas said not by Zuchadim.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we exempt yeah, the Zuchadim? Mm-hmm. So the Tain on the Bryce, so here we're going to appear now to the case of a Lusika Chaim al Habanan. You're now like the mother when the mother is hovering over the babies. What about taking the father and the babies? The dinu chiv kan v'chiv eim alabanim mash chiv eim alabanim b'nekevos loy b'zuchadim. Is there a halacha that you now take the father if you have the father hovering over the babies? No such thing, right? The father doesn't care about the hover over the babies. The father's gone; he's long gone. The father. But let's say lo yitzu, you would have a situation where you have the rooster, you have the male bird and the babies. Are you allowed to take the aim? Are you allowed to take the father and the babies at the same time? Yes. There's no halacha of shiluach hakein when it comes to the father and the children, the eggs. There are two halachas. Because in both cases, it says the mother and the child. It says lo sishchat ha aim lo sishchat. No, it says in the pasuk, to build it up. We're comparing it now. We have two halachas which are similar in that there's a mitzvah that applies itself to the parent and to the child. These are two unique halachas in Shulchan Aruch. They share this similarity in that there's a parent and a child. Eim al habanim, don't take the mother and the babies together. And there's a halacha, don't slaughter a mother and a child on the same day. Now, by the halacha, being that they're both similar in concept, they share a common denominator of two generations in one shot, a mitzvah applies to them together, we can make an analogy. Just like when it comes to lo sikach eim al habanim, there it's only the mother and not the father. Likewise, when it comes to the mitzvah of Oysa the Espinoi, we are going to make say a svara to say it only applies to slaughtering the mother and her children, but does not apply to slaughtering the father and the children.
Sikach doesn't necessarily mean that you're a mice of killing.
Correct.
Sikach, but by Oysa the Espinoi,
you're saying a chiluk.
Right.
Is the chiluk nechalik? That's the question.
That is a question.
That's the question. Okay, there's apples and there are oranges.
But you know, so raised the question yesterday. I say masculine.
We're going to talk about it. That's the Gemara's topic of discussion right now. Here we go.
Okay.
The Gemara mentioned these opinions in passing.
Right.
And now the Gemara is coming back and say, my Rabbi, my Chananya. Now the Gemara is coming to discuss in more detail. So we start off with a Svara. The Svara is there are only two halachas in the Torah that grouped together the two generations, a mother and a child, just like by Shluach Ha'im Alabanim, there the halacha is mother. It's only applies to females, the mother and the female and her chicks. So when it comes to Oisai V'es B'noi, only the mother and her and the babies. That is what the Rabbanan say. Loi. The Rabbanan are talking to themselves. Loi. This is not a valid analogy. How can you compare a malabanim to the locha of Oisa V'es B'noi? There are such fundamental differences. Yeah. Number one, Zimun. Zimun means the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein is only by accident.
You happen to meet up by chance.
If you go and you set up a situation to go and do the mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein, that's not so poshut that you yoytze the mitzvah.
So mitzvah rabbanim, if I have in my backyard, I have my own birds that I bought and I laying eggs.
Could be not. I don't know the halachas. I don't know. I never learned the halachas. You have to learn Shulchan Aruch inside out. All nice to kelim.
There's a lot of differences.
There are a lot of halachas. I'll give you a mashal. Do you make a bracha? I saw that we'd go to the sugi. Do you make a bracha toiv ha-meitiv when you're at a suda and they bring out to the suda a better quality wine?
What's considered better quality?
So white, it says white. If it's white, if you have red wine and they bring out white wine.
So many different qualities of wine.
Yeah. Even partially, let's say you're drinking red wine. You have to know. Let's say you're drinking red wine. What's you're drinking red. Is it better quality? Better quality.
So that means dry wine, all dry wine is better quality. Why do you make that type of mate?
If it, to you it's better, it's more, it's accepted in the belt.
Is it $50
or $100?
Yeah. Yes! Shulchan Aruch. It's Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, you're supposed to make a big, a lot of chai on this. So now, I'm just going to point out. Do you halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa. There's a very set of rules that you're supposed to make a bracha. So shochanot make a bracha atoyva hametim when you bring out to the table in the suda a better quality wine. Halacha lemaisa. Did you ever see someone make this bracha? We don't make the bracha. That's what it's said. Why don't we make the bracha?
Oh, that's what I just said.
We don't. Why not? Why not? Why not? Because there are so many conditions that need to. There are so many complex conditions that need to be filled. You have to drink a revius of the first wine. And now drink a revius of the second wine.
You need the second wine, the better quality.
The better quality wine. You have to still have on the table leftover of the old one. There's nothing left of the old wine.
You mean the less quality wine.
Yeah. And another condition is that the new one, the better one, cannot be in the house. Someone has to bring it into the house. There are so many conditions.
So you went through this, I see.
There are so many conditions. Okay. There are so many conditions that must be fulfilled.
Which
and because it's too hard. We're ignorant in these matters. So therefore, the minhag Yisrael is you don't make the bracha, even if
you say bracha teva meitiv without shem.
That's a whole shad. You do something. That's not. You don't do a mitzvah halfway. Either you make the bracha, or you don't make the bracha. It's a cop out to go say.
But you see, Rachman Letzlant, a tragedy. Bracha dynamis.
That's not a shame malchus. That's not a
but you see people who say
that's an expression.
It's an expression.
The halacha of Shiluch HaKein is an extremely complex halacha. Extremely, you make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. A yoyt session, you go out. There's a big deal of business. They make a parnas out of this. Mm-hmm. They take you to the they avoid the issue of kiyi korei.
For you, it's
the whole thing. Even for them, it's not. The whole thing is a modern zach. Okay, whatever it is, we don't. So therefore, Shluch HaKein is a very complicated halacha. But right now, the world wants to just make a point.
Why is there no bracha recited?
By Shluch HaKein is recited. There is a bracha. On Shluch HaKein.
Oh, yeah.
If you do a Shluch HaKein, there's a shah. Do you cause him tsar? Do you make a bracha? Do you cause an animal tsar? Do you make a bracha? Do you cause him tsar to the animal? All right, let's not go. That's not the topic. The point here is that the Gemara says that you cannot compare the case of Shluch HaKein to the case of Oisa V'es B'noi.
Yeah,
because Shluch HaKein has a major character, major halacha, prat l'mizumon.
Okay.
Shluch HaKein is ki yikorei. It's a chance encounter.
Yeah.
The Bain is Shalom is Mazaki.
You have a big chumrah over there also.
What's the chumrah?
The chumrah is you cannot take it even though you're not going to shecht it.
You cannot take it? What?
You cannot take the babies.
There's no shechita on the eggs.
Right. But you could be doing a freichim.
Let's say you don't need it.
I'm not eating for 10 years, for 5 years. I'm not eating them.
So who's allowed to even take it?
It's a whole different. I'm taking the baby away from the mother.
It's only one sided.
We're not learning the sugya. This is both sides. We're not learning now the sugya of shluchim. This is what Pengu Purim is. How can the Gemara compare? How can the Gemara compare the case of shluchim and the case of oisav v'yes? When there's a fundamental difference, oisav v'yes benoi.
There's a unique chumrah. You tell me a kula.
What kula? Who says it's a kula chumrah? What are you cutting with these words? Not a kula chumrah. It's different. It's a fundamental. It's a different halachas. Different dinim. The fact they have different dinim shows that you can't compare one to the other. Just because here it's a mother and a child, here it's a mother and a child, automatically everything is the same. They are totally different worlds. It's a mitzvah that only comes ki yikare. The halach of oisav yes v'no is, so therefore you can't compare. You can't go make different. A mamot
tzino. Because it's not.
They're different worlds. Can you compare a basketball player to a baseball player? Sure. They're different malachas. Yeah. They're under the mention.
Okay.
Total different world. The Tanya.
You want to repeat this again?
We did not make mizumin. Mizumin means the halacha of where it's been designated, like the halacha of kisha einay mizumin. The mitzvah of shiluach hakein is only when it's einay mizumin. That's when there is a mitzvah, but when it's mizumin, there is no mitzvah.
You mean
shiluach hakein. Shiluach hakein is only when it ki yikar, only when it's ein mizumin.
Article says ein mizumin.
Don't bring your eye what it says in the
Perush. Don't bring your eye the kula.
If Rashi says it. If Rashi says it, I accept. If Rashi doesn't say the word kula, then I'm not going to accept that. Talking about Rashi, what does Rashi say? Lo also ba mizumin detanya ki yikare pradlo mizumin kolamer oiv shaloi ein chay b'shiluach. Okay, Rashi does not say so far the word kula v'chumah. Maybe later on he said, I don't see the word in Rashi kula v'chumah. That's a very nice parish. Maybe the guy from what?
The reality is that you can only take the. I'm just saying.
Why is it called a kula? This is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is kiyikare. Kiyikare.
But you want to show that you could take. There's a kula that you cannot.
What kula? It's a different halacha.
The kula of Eisav es Benai is only the gabe in the cave and not by.
What kula? What kula are you talking about? It's a different din. Ki yikare pral mizumin. It's a whole different halacha. Eisav yes or no? This the halacha applies across the board.
Ask me something. Which Rashi say klima?
Which Rashi?
Stop sign.
Which Rashi?
Loi also by mizumin. You can't.
Loi also mizumin. Time lebrayso ki yikare pral mizumin. Kilaima stop sign. Oiv shaloi. The bird of such a nest, ki yikare, if you come across a nest that it's not by chance.
It says
v'chomer,
the next Rashi.
Okay, you got me. So Rashi says you're right. I can't argue with the Rashi. Rashi says v'chomer. I scanned the Rashi. I didn't see the word.
It's chomer. It's chomer. It's benai.
Don't read chomer. Read chomer.
It's more chomer, but it's benai. Yeah.
Time hoil v'chomer.
That's the next sugi. Chomer.
You know, Rashi.
What is Rashi trying to tell us? That
you cannot compare the case of Shmuel Hakein.
Either way,
the halacha that applies to one cannot be applied to the other. Oh, here's a Yuri answer. It says in the pasuk Oisoi.
What was he saying? We know what Mazuman. She'ainu Mazuman. How do you know you still can't shecht? Oisus Benai. That's what the Gemara is saying now.
Where are you reading from?
Anyway, I skipped.
Loi, do not compare the laws of Eisav v'yes with the case of
Emabonim.
The law does not apply. There is no mitzvah b'mezumin, like there is a mitzvah k'she'enoi mezumin. The mitzvah of shiluach hakein is only when it's she'enoi mezumin.
Yeah, but if it's mezumin, it's okay. But by behemoth, if it's hefker, okay. If it's hefker,
but animals makes no difference.
It's hefker, that means it's ain't a mizumin.
So it's the same halacha, whether it's exactly.
Right. It makes no difference when it comes to an animal.
How do you tie chin shkain wise?
Loy means loy. You cannot compare.
Yeah.
If it's true that the mitzvah only applies to males, to females, and not males, you know why? Do you know why the Torah limits the halacha to females only?
Yeah.
Because it's a very lenient halacha in the terminology of Mareinu Rabbi Yisrael Liman. It's because Shekain. There's another leniency. When a halach is limited,
you don't
there is no mitzvah. Shekain because loy asaba, the Torah did not make it. This mitzvah of Shiluch HaKein,
and what's the next one?
Mizumin, did not apply the mitzvah in a situation when the birds are designated.
Yeah.
Like it, we made the mitzvah, in contrast to when the Torah did mitzvah. The mitzvah is limited. Toimar, are you going to say, it's a rhetorical statement, that the halacha should be the same when it comes to Ois of Yespinoi, but Ois of Yespinoi, where there the Torah said they're exactly the same. Sha'asaboy mizumun, kisha'enoi mizumun.
Right.
The Gemara says that's why Talmud Lama. That's why to answer this question says in the pasuk. It does not make a difference whether it was designated, whether you own the animals and you know about the animals, or you came across them by accident. It is forbidden. So therefore, the analogy has been proven incorrect. So now back with the kasha. How then do we know that when it comes to Oysa V'Yespinoi, the halacha only applies to females and does not apply males? That is why Talmud Lomar Oisoi. It's not Oisoi. It's Oisoi's Lashon Yochid. The point is Oisoi it. Now, even though over here we're referring only to a mother and not to a child, that we have to get to that point in a few moments. But the word Oisoi is Lashon Yochid. What is the significance? Exclude another variety.
A male.
Okay, men and women are so different. You can't even group them together in the word Oisoi. They're so different. Oisoi is one and not the other. A woman and not a man. Ladies first. That's going to be part of the mitzvah. You say to a woman, once held over for a woman who doesn't know one word of Hebrew, I said to her, "Achoyre ari, v'loy achoyre isha." She had no idea what I was saying. Then she said to me, "Thank you so much, such a gentleman." I said to her.
Next.
One or two, who are coming to exclude? Now we don't know. We do not know which ones are coming to exclude.
Yeah.
Maybe it means the father.
Yeah.
I will succeed with my logic to prove that it has to be the female and not the males. Why? In other words, comparing Oysa V'Yesmino by itself to Shiluach HaKein is not enough.
Right.
Because you can be mechalik. But once already we have a Gezeris HaKosef that tells us that the halacha of Oysa V'Yesmino only applies to one of the genders, not to both.
Right.
Now we've been empowered to compare it to Shiluach HaKein.
On a limited basis.
But at least we need the koyach, we need the license. Once we have a license, now we can proceed weiter. Now the im nafshecholoim, let's say a person whispers to you, the word nafshecha is a hard word. How do you translate the art school? Have a good translation. The word nafshecha?
Tirtza.
Rotzen. Word nafshecha is desire. Very good. If a person loves the desire to slug up, to attempt to refute this analogy, the word nefesh always means rotzen. Rotzen means will. Nafshecha loyma haray oim is the pasuk binoy. So it says the word binoy and the word mishak binoy binoy. So binoy means a son.
Yes.
Oy binoy. So what does binoy mean? What is the Gemara's kasha? Rashi
B'nai mash, three lines from the bottom. Mashma shenira loy kebein.
One second, I don't have the word b'nai. I skipped a step.
If a person nafshecho loyma, if there will be a person who will come and will have the will to slug up this drasha. Now, the Gemara here does not tell us. It's a classic shakla v'tayah of a Gemara. Whenever the Gemara will use the word b'nafshecho loyma, the Gemara does not tell us what the question would be.
Yeah.
The Gemara leaves it for later on to uncover the question.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Gevaldig Yisai. It says Binoy. Binoy means one gender. Which gender? Well, I don't know. But since there's only one other halacha in the Torah where there's halacha of two generations, Aim al Ashlushluch Akein, and there it's only females, not males. So if I have the right to say, now that I've been empowered with the word Binoy, that when it comes to Oysoy, yes, Binoy means males, females, and not males.
Yeah.
But let's say the Amnaf Shecholoymar is going to be a person out there who's going to come to you and it's going to ask you a bomb kasha. He's going to slug this. Now, what's the kasha? What's the bomb kasha?
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't say. The Gemara does not say this moment. Then, okay, very good, you got me. If I know there's a good kasha. I have a backup drasha in my pocket. What's the backup drasha? It says Binoy. Oso v'yes Binoy. Why did it need to say the word Binoy? Could have said Oso v'yes Zaroy. Oso v'yes as, there are other words, as what's another word for a child besides the word Binoy? Oso v'yes Zaroy.
Yolda.
Oso v'yes Yolda, yeah, very good. Okay, I do not know the guru. There's another set of vocabulary which the pasuk could have used. The fact that it says Oso v'yes Binoy, Binoy is a very beautiful word, and it connotes endearment. Endearment. Who has a relationship in animals? Do mothers have relationships with their children, or do the fathers have a relationship with their children? It's the mother. The word binoy, which it connotes endearment, a relationship, mother-child, in the animal kingdom, only applies to the mothers, does not apply to the father. So therefore, that it says the word binoy, this says everything. It's a combination. Oysoy. Oysoy means one and not two. Only one gender. We do not know which gender we are referring to. Now, binoy automatically means leans to the female gender, not to the male gender. And now, the big mystery though, what was the bomb question that someone would have asked you, which have shlugged the whole drasha? That we have to see. Now, the Gemara is a beautiful drasha, but you left one mystery. There was one shtickle mystery in this whole discussion that you left out. My im nafshecho loyma. What was that point? The Gemara, I'll tell you what the point is. What are you talking about?
Interesting. Rashi says a person is always attached and goes
to his
after.
To his mother.
What do you mean attached and goes up?
It's natural. A person has an attachment to his mother because the mother Rashi
than
says,
the father.
Because that's what Rashi says, the Chumash says, why does it say, Kabeides of Vicha Viasinecha? And when it comes to Moira, Ish, Imoy, Viasinecha, why does the Moira change order? Because when it comes to a mother, a child has a natural desire to give a mother honor. Why? Shemishtaldoi Bidvarin.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, you see, that's what it has to compensate by putting the father first. Give cover to your father.
Yeah.
Moira. A child normally has Moira because the father's always beating him up. So then that's what has to compensate.
Because there's always exceptions.
There are always exceptions, of course. But therefore, the word Binoy, even by human beings, the Binoy, where do you find the strong relationships? It's the mother and the child. The word Binoy has that connotation.
Okay.
Now, what was the question?
If that's the case, so Oysa, you don't need Oysa anymore. So that's why does it say, unless
it's would not be enough. It would not be enough. It would not
conjunction,
be
conjunction? Both?
Yes, correct. Just like before, it was conjunction with
why can't you just use Binoy?
Because Binoy is not strong enough. Because the father is also his Binoy. It's also his Binoy.
So you need Oysa
to split it.
Okay.
And now we're going to see which one is more of a Binoy.
Okay. Set up the Gemara. Why don't the Gemara just tell us the question straight out and give his answer?
This is Mamish, the whole a common dialogue in the Gemara. You have this a million times. The word Oysoi. Is Oysoi v'loy Oysa. It means a Zohar. So what do you need this whole business?
Don't tell me Yach Echad.
It means a female.
Right.
It doesn't say Oysa. It says Oysa v'yes b'no lois tishchatu b'yoymecha. That's what it should have said.
Yeah.
Why does it say the word Oysa? It says mashma male. V'chitei m'Oysoi l'Zohar mashma. Oh, that was the nafsh chaloymar. That is what was bothering the Gemara that I told you. It says in the Pasuk, or oisoi. Oisoi means one and not two.
Right.
Then we went and we built upon that by comparing it to shiluach hakein.
Yeah.
And now the Gemara says, I'm aware that it's not such a good analysis because someone's going to ask me a kasha. What's the kasha they're going to ask me? Don't compare it to shiluach hakein. It says the word oisoi. Oisoi means male, not female. It's a very good kasha. That is the nashkolayim. Now we need to come on to binoy. Binoy is a very powerful term. Binoy means mother and child. That is something which overrides. It's hard for us to understand all the details, but it overrides the fact that it says the word oisoi. If we only had the word oisoi alone, we would say inachadai means the father. But the problem is oisoi is singular. So it does have a connotation, one not the other. So we might be very much inclined to say it means the males, not the females.
Yeah.
But now that we have also the word binoy, in the Gemara's opinion, is a very strong koyach to be memayet, to refer only to the mother and the child who have a relationship with
one another.
It's
quite fascinating. It says the father has more compassion than the mother. With all of this.
Kirachen,
more compassionate.
Of al bonin. What?
No matter how good the mother, no matter
how
easy going.
That's right.
Has more compassionate.
Chaim Kanievsky says that. Who has more rachamim? So you would think the mother. Because the mother. So Chazal said, Chazal, not so klar. It's really true. It's not so klar. But
I think there's a Chazal somewhere. Yeah.
It's not so klar. There's a Chazal. Chaim Kanievsky, he asked this kashan. He said that a father is more rachmanis. Could be kirachim of al bonim. Even though we know that a mother, we know that we've seen the mitzvahs and the mother, like exactly what Yisrael shows that we find that there's more of a love between the mother and the child.
Yeah.
Yet when the push comes to shove, which one, if you were able to measure Rahman, his compassion, who would have more compassion upon a child? The father. It's a pelt gezach. Well, how this works in the human mind. Now, there are exceptions, of course. You can't say it's a one size fits all. But generally, it seems to me that a mother, they have more love between the mother and a child. But Rachmanis kirachim of al bonim kein terachim Hashem Elokeinu. It doesn't say in Chazal kirachim ein al boneha kein terachim Hashem Elokeinu. It's kirachim of al bonim. Weiter. My national law. My vechite is the bereshit of zochen nekeva. I'm sure of that. Is
you know, this guy, I would think he's a mind reader. He went through
the Zohar Kiva.
I was about to say that we
he's
don't understand. Sometimes he's identified as a Zohar,
as a Zohar.
We don't understand
don't
these things. We're talking now.
Shloyla, I'm telling you now, is a Zohar. How do you know? Hashem wears tefillin. Hashem wears tefillin, Chazal say. What is saying Hashem's tefillin? What is it Hashem's tefillin? It says, Mika Amcha Yisrael. Do Nashim wear tefillin? No, Umantia Torah Hashem beficha. Torah Hashem beficha. The Namachuvim learning Torah. Namachuvim. The Namachuvim putting on tefillin. The part from tefillin. So the Bayit Shlom. You're going to say that he does the mitzvah. It's Dam Siv Yosef. Hashem does the mitzvah the way we do Siv Yosef. So the fact that the Bayit Shlom was tefillin and a talis, half tefillin, Hashem was nisatif the talis and was married Moshe Rabbeinu. Hadavin Memela. The Bayit Shlom has to be a zochem.
No, you can't say that.
I'm not joking. I'm saying I'm not joking because they talk about this. They talk about this topic. This is a very important part of the equation you cannot ignore in this discussion. The Rebbe Kolalts. Obviously, the Bnei Shalom is Kolalts. Hashem, Kibbutz Tzilam Elokim. Everyone is Tzilam Elokim. But it's a very interesting thing. How do you relate to the Bnei Shalom as a Zohar and a Keva? Maybe you'll argue, don't. Stay away from that. The Bnei Shalom is infinite. But yet the Bnei Shalom is mitzamtzem himself, that we can relate to him.
Mahu rachum.
Hashem is mitzamtzem. So when an Isha looks at
how... Not mitzamtzem, I'm
what?
Sorry.
No.
The
covet
of Hashem, not
okay,
him.
Fine. So when we relate to the covet of Hashem,
it's like the sun. You put window shades. The sun is still as strong as
the wind. Tell me, think about Vait in the Gemara. Vait. Now we know the Chananya. Now we go to Chananya. Chananya says what? He says that who's chayv shalgim by a father, but male female. Chananya says oisai. The mash and zohar. Also gives the answer. Ain't not Chanami. Chananya disagrees.
Quick review. Chananya.
The old say chayv and shluch hakain for zohar.
Oh yeah, okay.
Well, Chananya kesivit says oisai. The mash mas zohar.
And not in the case.
He's saying both. It says oisai is mash mas zohar. It's a benoy. And it says we're binoy also, so he holds Misha binoy kodech chadav the mas in the keva. Hilchach noyeg bein the Chananya says that both zuchadim and the kevos are shayach in the mitzvah.
So why did he say oisay
no,
then?
Exactly, because in his understanding, in his mind, the word oisay means what? A zochar.
Not in the keva, but he says in the keva also.
Benoy. Benoy means the keva.
I like his drush a lot.
You like both?
I like his drush.
Chananya is drush. Lekai de Rishneya. It says oisay.
I don't even call it Devshnem because it says benoy.
It says oisay.
Oh, I got it.
And benoy is korech.
You want to know the keva also? It's a benoy. Benoy is more korech.
The Rabbanim, what do? They put the two drushes together. It says oisay was the miut. One and not two. And which one of the two are we going to include? The one we're going to include, the female.
Rabban.
He learns, no, don't go combine the two words together. Each one is a separate drasha. Oisoi is marbe males. And then when it says, binoy, misha, binoy, korech, haber, is marbe females.
Okay,
right. That most, like I told you this many times, most of the time, probably 95% of the time, whenever the Gemara says Hilchasa, we don't pass it like that. Mamish,
you know why? We see the Alva according to the Rabbana.
Right. Yeah. We almost never pass it. Whenever Gemara says Hilchasa, you can bet your bottom bucket, we don't pass it like that. We usually don't pass it like Gemara. Whatever the Gemara says, I don't know. Hilchasa Kachananya. The Azda Shmuel is Hameda, Dunlun the Braisa. How we know this? That Shmuel Taka holds like Chananya. It applies by males and females. Tanlun Abisha, maybe you don't know. Maybe you don't know. Now we have to keep Kashan over here. Mules. Anyone have a mule here? Anyone own a mule at home? Hanolim and Asus. And it was born
a horse. A horse.
Nolodim and Asus. Who's the tate of the sus? A female sus? A susya? Or a chamor? A chamor. So if a chamor is born on a sus, a female sus, what is the child?
A female horse is also called a sus.
Yes, a susya. In fact, they
actually.
I don't know the word. I've never heard. I've never seen that. Yes,
word
in fact, I think there are certain miles. They only use female horses for. What do you know before? There's a certain thing. They're better. There's certain elements that female horses are better than male horses.
Yeah.
Can you imagine
the
Zach?
Kitchen.
In the veld, such as Zach, a woman can be better than a man.
Philly.
Yeah, who knows?
Philly is a female horse.
Vaita, the Tanya, we learned about Isa. Rabbi Huda, Mer Hanol, Min Asus. If a creature is born from the sus, avishavihen chamor, the tat is a chamor.
So that means it's a mule.
It's a mule. So now what do we have? Now we have over here.
What do you mean,
we're going now into the sugya of choyishishin lezera ha'av. Welcome to New York when you go on the bridge. Welcome to the sugya of choyishishin lezera ha'av. We now have a ma'is shahaya. We have a tat who's a chamor. A chamor was born on a female horse, and they gave birth to a mule. Now the mule, they read a shidduch to the mule. They read a shidduch to a sus. They want to breed the child of the sus with another sus.
Yeah.
So the
you mean with a mule and a sus?
Yeah.
They
want to go breed like the min of the mother. The shaila is, who says you want to do this? Maybe the choyshesh lezera'av, since the tat is a chamor, it's kalayim. Kalayim, you're not allowed to do this.
Oh, I see.
Kalayim, you're not allowed to interbreed two creatures.
See, therefore, he's a chamor, and then you can't breed
how
with
how did the creature come into the world to begin with? The animals did it on their own. The animals made it on their own. A guy did it. Now you...
And it's perfectly mutter for a guy.
No, a guy. And now once
even
a guy did it,
also,
that's why we have to go buy nectarine, you go all these things in the food store, because
these are all
products of prohibition. These are all fruits of sin.
Like grapefruit,
these things, but we don't do it. As long as a Jew does not do it, it's permitted to consume. So here as well, you have over here kilayim. You have an animal. You have a creature, it's a crossbreed between a female horse and a donkey.
Yeah.
And now there's the child, and you want to be the one that's going to breed the child with another horse.
So that could be
so
a problem.
What's the problem? If you choyshishin lezera ha'av, then a chamar, you're not allowed to do it. But if we're not choyshish lezera ha'av, then it's permitted.
So there he says, but...
So what does Shmuel say? No, What do you mean it's mutar? Look at the second line on the page. Mutarim, a pered. zachar, a mule, parrot zachar, a parrot zachar, ben sus. What is the product? The product is a mule, a male mule. Who's the tata? A chamor.
And the mother is a sus.
A sus. Peret zachar ben sus.
Nikeva.
Imperida nikeva. Now you want to mate it. You want to mate this period of this mule.
With a child.
Imperida with another mule. Motza minas minai. But they have different yichas. Imperida nikeva. Zelbazach. Zelbazach a nikeva. Who's a bas sus nikeva. Bas sus nikeva. Veloya. We don't go to say osin sad sus. We don't go to say that since this mule is half horse, the element of horse in the mule is going to mix with the donkey, right? Why? Because they're both motza min es. Each one is a product of the same exact union. You have over here a male donkey, a male mule, and a female mule. Each one of them have the same situation, a mixed marriage. The father is a chamor, and the mother is a horse.
Same thing as a female.
And we don't go, but both are the same. This is a male mule, a female mule.
This is the closest possible way of a mix that's
mutter.
That's mutter.
Mutter. This is the only case that's mutter, in fact. I think it's the only case, right?
Male,
the only case.
A male with a female
a
mule.
A male mule. And both of them have the same situation.
Same
the mother, DNA, the mother was a horse, and the father was a donkey.
Yeah,
so therefore, they have... Okay,
you have two mules. You have two mules.
No, but not only two mules. Two mules that have the same...
Yichus. Right, same yichus. They share them in common.
Not after the same parents.
What?
From different
parents. Of course.
From different parents.
Yeah,
of course.
Same parents.
It's different.
You're not chayshish.
One is a lababacha, one is a satma.
You're not chayshish. What?
That now when these two mules mate, so the element of horse in this mule is mixing with the element of donkey in this mule. And the element of donkey in this horse in this mule.
At a certain level, it is.
It is. But the world of halacha does not take that into consideration. The world of halacha does not follow the world of Mitzvahs.
But don't we go after the father, the mother, by a man? There's nothing, no such thing, animal?
This, welcome to the sugi of Choshen Lezera Ha'av. That's exactly the topic of discussion right now. Hold on.
Normally we go after the mother.
By Yid, by Jews.
By Yid, not by Goy.
By Yichus.
By
Yid. By a Goy, you go after the father. A Goy.
By Behemoth, what do you go after? Anything?
That's Machloikis. Machloikis. Choshishin. Generally, you go after the mother. Generally.
I understand. Over here, why?
What is the Choshishin Lezerah?
What is it going to do with this?
Take it into consideration.
That's what it means.
What's the problem with Choshishin Lezerah have? Each one has the same exact point.
Exactly. It's a Chiddush. In this case, don't worry
about it. Still a problem with Choshishin Lezerah?
No, there is no problem. In this case, even if you do say Choshishin Lezerah, it's still mutter. Even if you say Chosh Zerav, in this case it's mutter, because in this case you have two mules, one is male, one is female, they're going to mate, and each one is a product of the same type of situation. This is father is a chamar, and the mother is a horse. The next generation? The next generation, good question. Next generation, you go to the Zaydis when it comes to the Shidduch of the next generation. I don't know, I never thought about that. It's a very good question. L'chore not. L'chore, it stops there. The book stops here.
So at that point, you would have a problem.
Wait, there is no problem. Sorry, it's not shach, they don't give birth. A mule, they're impotent. They don't give birth. They're not going to produce anything.
Yes,
a metzias. No problem. There's not a gale. A male mule and a female mule, a male and a female mule will not produce offspring. But even though the male and the female mule will not produce offspring, it's still forbidden to mate them. They're not allowed to live together.
Can they go out?
On a date?
Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Next.
Nicely, Thursday night, you want to go take your round?
You read what's going on in Yeshiva University?
What?
You read what's going on in Yeshiva
University? No, what is going on now?
Oh my gosh.
Later.
What's happening?
Oh my so
that's maybe he's going to write an article about
that's
this.
So interesting.
That's Torah, yeah? What's going on?
Not that.
I got to check this out. I'm very curious. I got to go check it out. Lashon Hara, Lamed Hey. Go to HC Double Hockey Stick right away.
Rabbi Shulman, hey.
Weiter. He's involved?
Yeah.
The Rav. I learned there. The Koilo. They should come to view the Koilo. They should come to view the Koilo. No?
You should be following up on the news.
They should come to view the Koilo. This is Mokim. They should come interview us.
Me.
And that's we're talking about, you know, joining Zohar and Mishavis.
Hakoba Shachar Dafyomi. Hafoichba. The Kulubah. Baruch Hashem. We were spared.
What does that mean, Rashi? A clarification. Aval, next Rashi, three lines after it gets four lines after it gets small. Aval, piradim, mules. Nachama, tzvei mules. Two mules. Hanoladim in asus nikeva. Asurim in piradim. Hanoladim in achamar nikeva. Okay, either both these mules, they were born from a sus.
From both sides?
From a sus nikeva.
Chamar was their mother.
Asurim, they're forbidden.
Chamar was in the cave, was the mother, not the sus.
Wait, Aval Paradim, Hanoldim and Asus, the same thing. You have a parrot.
The first case was Noldim and Asus Nikeva.
Both.
Hamar Nikeva. The second case.
What are you reading over here?
We have two cases.
Aval,
Aval, Noldim and Achamar.
Read the Rashi. Aval Bot. Read the Rashi. Aval Paradim, a mule. What is a mule? A mule is a cross between a donkey and a horse, right?
Yeah.
And it says here, Hanoldim, they were born from all what? What is the Yichus? Min Asus Nikeva. Okay?
That means the father was a Hamar. Wait.
Now, you have mules. The father was, the mother was a sus, and the father was in the Nikeva. You're not allowed to
do
it. Asurim.
One second, who was the father? What was the father?
The first case is the father is a chamor.
That I know, that I know.
And the mother is a horse. Read the next words.
Both sides.
Let me read the words. Asurim, imperadim, hanoladim, min hachamor nikeva.
So the first case with mechutanim with the same type.
Yeah, exactly.
Now the mechutan and mechitanista.
When they march down the aisle, they say, "Chamor goes on the sus on the side." If you see that it's mixed, the chamor, you know that this marriage is also. Get out of here!
Right.
No.
All right. You got a good laugh at it.
Okay. Aval.
I'm sorry, could you repeat again? Aval Paradim.
Paradim, I'm not supposed to be in the cave, but let's level. You have a parrot that was born, a group of Paradim that was born from a sus, the cave. The mother is a horse.
And the father?
Father is a donkey.
Because
you can't be called a parrot.
You're right, yeah.
Unless you have a mix.
It's Asurim.
Right? Asurim in Paradim. Pumfakert.
Oh,
the Yichus
I see
reversed.
What you're saying.
The Paradim Hanoladim and Achamar, Nikeva, the mother is a Chamar, the Shema, because now here's the Shema maybe, Ein Choy, see, so here's working against you, it's working against you. Ein Choy Shashin Lezera Ha'ah. We don't take into consideration the Zera. Therefore, the father counts for nothing. Uh-huh. What is this animal?
So it's a
pure
Chamar. You say
Choy Shashin
Lezera in its entirety.
Oh. Goes both ways.
Yeah, it goes both
ways. Goes both ways. Chayshim means it goes
l'chumra.
If you would say this in entirety,
that is the yichus.
Because he's saying a tremendous chiddush, Rashi. If Taka, you hold that not chayshishin, we take.
Why the word chayshishin?
Chayshah has a connotation that it's a chumra. Or chayish. It's a chumra. So sometimes it's a chumra, the asi l'day kula. In this case, if we would say, yes, look, we take into consideration the zera ha'av. Then Rashi, the Gemara Rashi is telling us, it'll be permitted. Listen, you have two parents. One parent is Hamar and one parent is Sus. You have two parents.
Same thing.
It doesn't make a difference who's who. It doesn't make a difference the mother and the father. That's if you say that we Vadai take into consideration the Zera Ha'av.
Yeah.
But let's say it's only a Chashash.
Right.
Chashash means when it results in a Chumrah.
We don't concern ourselves.
Ain't chayshim means
we don't concern ourselves,
but not all the time.
Doesn't mean here
if we would not concern ourselves.
So then you only look at the mother. Oh, the mothers are different.
Then it's no good.
So that's what he said.
But let us say we would take that chayshim. We look into it.
But that's what chayshim means. We concern ourselves.
We take into consideration.
Maybe chayshim comes to Abbas also. Mutter. Two different fathers.
But we look at the parents. If we chayshim zera ha'av, that means we look at the parents. What are you a product of? One parent is a sus, one is a chamar. We don't care who's sus. We don't care who the mother and the father.
Yeah.
The fact is, do you have both of them in you?
Yeah.
If you have two parents, one is a sus, one is a chamar, that's enough. That's
uh-huh.
enough.
Uh-huh.
But if you're going to say, Ein choshashin lezera ha'av, we don't care who the father is.
Right.
Who's your mother?
Right.
Your mother's a chamar. Who's your mother?
And as Rashi said,
your mother's a sus.
And as Rashi said, if you are chayshis, so no problem. Then you have the mother shef, you have the zera avi,
both of them are horses. No problem.
That's what some of the rebbes do. They give a kvittel. Is it a good shirach? You look at the gematrias. Yeah. If it's divisible by chamor, it's a chamor.
Yeah,
the sus, it's not a good shirach. It's not a good shirach. But if they're not in it,
ain chashim zehav. We
only look at the mother. We only look at the mother.
What does Rashi mean by the have a kulei chamar?
We only look at the mother. So this month's mother is the chamar. So we're done. It's over.
Who says all this?
Who says this? This says Rabbi the Hilkatana Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Right? Now, it's a Ditnan. Now, don't confuse Rabbi Yehuda the Tana with Rav Yehuda, the Amora.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rav. The Rav.
Right.
The Omar Rav is a different person altogether.
But that's not part of the Brisa.
Right,
be
now we want to know the all of the Shmuel Tamayu, Shmuel Paskins like who? Hananya, mother and father. Now, how do you know that? So we're going in steps, baby steps. Step number one is let's first learn the beautiful Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah tonight. Kedai to come back, we learn the Mishnah. We learn the Mishnah over here, the Sugya of Kilayim.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have a statement from an Amoira. Who's the Amoira? Happened to have the same name. His name was Rav Yehuda.
The name of Shmuel.
The name of Shmuel. Of Yom Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, Zoi, this halacha is the Rav Yehuda, the Amar, who holds in Choshen Lezera Ha'av. That's why you have to be Machmir. You got to be Machmir. If you, this one's mother, father, we don't care who the father is. We look at only the mothers. And if, since they have different mothers, you're in trouble. Aval.
Why do you have to point that this is Rabbi Yehuda? That's how it starts off.
Exactly. Oh, okay, Aval Chachamim. But you should be aware there's a Shidas Chachamim. I'm called Mene Prodas Achas. And why? Because they hold Choyshishin Lezerahav. You see? I told you we're in the sugi now.
Yeah.
And Mela, what is this what is this animal, the mule, a product of a mule by definition? The only way a mule comes into this world is through one is a sus, one is a chamar.
Right.
So every single mule is a product of 50-50. Is a 50-50.
It doesn't matter which one.
It doesn't matter who is who. We're always going to be a father. The mother for sure. The mother for sure, but
so
also the father.
Makes them the same.
The male makes them the same. That's why it's going to be permitted. Man chachamim. Who is the chachamim? Who's speaking over here? Shmuel. Chananya who. The Chacham is Chananya. How do you like that? They have another name. The Yom Rolz Choyshim Lezerav V'Hai Bar Susya. And the Mela, since we do take into consideration the Chamra V'Hai Bar Susya V'Chamra, we don't care who the mother, father, we don't care both. Kula Chodim Minin is all one man. Good, Gvaldik?
Yep.
Gvaldik. So we learn over here a sugi of Chananya and the Chacham and the reasons, the logic, and we learn that Shmuel Paskin's like who? Shmuel Paskin's like Chananya.
Therefore, what does he Paskin that you...
We pass in choishim zera af.
You're not allowed.
So let's translate.
Then you're not allowed.
Not allowed by the case of Kilai. Now we have to go back and understand this. How this applies to oisoi v'esbinoi? How does apply to oisoi v'esbinoi? Because we take into consideration, it's not exactly the same, but the concept is present. We look at the father as well. It's a conceptual halacha. It's not an exact halacha. That just like when it comes to kilayim, we take it. We acknowledge there is a father.
I thought you said mules can't mate and have children.
They can't have children, but the act of mating they can do, okay. And they have a taiva to do so. Oisov yes no. So what does the rabbanan say? It only applies to females. What's the rabbanan say? It applies to males as well. You now let us shech the father and the child on the same day. What now? The
Gemara. Like
and the Shmuel says we pass it like Chananya. How do you know? The Oz the Shmuel Tamayu. That's the very mother Gemara. Because where do we find Oz the Tamayu? Because Shmuel holds Choyshin Lezera.
So only the child is the mule you're talking about, and the father is either a donkey or a horse. Is that what you're telling me? Is the case of Oishim Esbenai?
No. Yeah. Anyway, there's no mitzvah by non-kosher animals.
So what is Oishim Esbenai?
By a seh. You have a sheep.
Oh, you're going back to seh.
Yes.
What are you saying?
And you're saying that the father, you go by kosher animals, a seh, a sheep, you have an ayil, the male sheep,
right.
Has relations has with a female, and it produces children. You're not allowed to shech the father and the children.
Oh, okay.
And what's the Tali Zebizet? It's a conceptual idea. Mm-hmm. Just like by kilayim, we take into consideration lehalocha, the zera ha'av. What does that show us? That shows us by animals a father counts. A father is in the parasha. He's in the parasha. When it comes to kilayim, halacha lemaisa, are you allowed to breed two animals? You're not allowed to, because we take into consideration who is your father. So too, when it comes to Oisoi the Es Binoi, the Torah says, don't slaughter it and the child. Well, is there a father to take into, can a father be part of that equation? According to the Rabbanon, my animals, there's no such halachic father. There's no, maybe in Mitzias, halacha and the Mitzias are two different worlds.
Rabbi Yehuda.
Everyone, generally speaking, in the world of Torah, halacha and science are two passing ships in the evening. They have nothing to do with each other. In the world in Torah, there's a mother's a father. Person into father is chayiv misa. Everything is about the father. Father, father, father. Goyim, shtikl yes and no. There is also a father, but by an animal, according to the Rabbanon, there is no father. It's just a mother that gives birth to a child. But you'll tell me, no, disagrees. According to the Rabbanan, there is no such thing as a father. How did the baby come into this world? Who cares? Who cares how it came into the world? Don't bother me, confuse me with the facts.
Don't confuse me.
You have a mother, and the mother produces a child. So now when the Torah says, Oysa v'yes the lo sechad v'yom echad, it can only mean one thing. It can only mean the mother and the child.
Right.
But there's a father. Father? Yeah. What father? It's like a spontaneous generation. Father? Who ever heard of a father by an animal?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but the Mitzvah says this is a father. Halacha does not take a father into consideration. Along comes Rabbi Yehuda Amar. Along comes what?
Just becoming a Jew. You don't get
a human being.
I'm saying even a person who's a Jew, the father's Jew, is not Jewish. It's nothing. You're not even related to the father.
Even to the mother also. I don't say the mother either.
You're not related to the mother.
No, not either. Nothing. Nothing. But by Yidden, there's a mother and a father. By Goyim, there's also
a mother. But there's such a thing as a halachic father and mother, and there's a non-halachic father.
Right, in a chanami. In general, every area of halacha, you'll be able...
It has nothing to do with DNA. Right.
Every single area of halacha, you'll be able to see hechatimsis where the halacha has absolutely nothing to do with the mitzvahs.
Right.
It starts out with the mitzvahs, but it breaks out, and then when you want to pass the halacha, don't confuse me with the facts.
Okay.
Let's focus on the halacha. Animals have no father. They just grow out of nowhere. Don't tell me what happens out in the field. I don't want to know about this. That's according to who? That's according to the Chachamim. L'may nafkamina, when the Torah says, Oysov yes, Allah shal v'yom echad. Oysov yes, but it's Roshan Yochid. Well, it has to be the mother, because there is no father. There never was a father.
Yeah.
Along comes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel.
Yeah.
No, the Torah acknowledges the Tatar.
Yeah.
The Torah is willing to acknowledge by animals.
No, Chananya.
Chananya. Who is the Chachamim?
Yeah, yeah.
Chananya.
Yeah,
yeah. They acknowledge this from 7 years ago. Wow. I used to learn once upon a time. I have so much tzar when I see this.
You have so much tzar?
I love tzar.
I shouldn't show it to you.
No, you should show it to me. Okay, we give it on the father.
It will be.